It's Mark and Walt in the morning on this Tuesday morning. Time for our regular active physical therapy update with our friends at Active Physical Therapy. On the line with me this morning is Brooke Chapman, who is a physical therapist assistant with Active Physical Therapy. Good morning, Brooke.
Good morning, Walt. Thanks for having me.
Well, glad to have you call in. I know we are in our quarantine right now. We're doing a lot of this stuff on the phone because folks can't come in. And that kind of ties into what you're talking about this morning, and that is to stay active and maintain schedules, especially with physical activity during quarantine. What's important and why is it important to stay active during these times when we're, in effect, cooped up right now?
Well, and as you said, we've all been cooped up in our houses, and no time like now to stay active and, you know, maintain that routine. Otherwise, we might start to go crazy ourselves.
Yes.
So, you know, some of those ways that we can help to stay active at home, a big thing is meal prepping. You know, we've got all the time in the world right now to make those meals, set aside that time to do that. You know, we're still allowed to go outside, so we can still go for those walks, you know, go for a run, take your dog out. And then, you know, if you have any weights or resistance bands at home, you know, go ahead and try to use those.
Why is it important to stay active and keep this kind of routine? Why is that important right now physically for us?
Well, you know, as it's been shown, regular exercise, it supports a healthy immune system. It can prevent weight gain, it boosts your mood, and it just keeps you as healthy as possible during this pandemic, you know, to keep you out of the hospital, to keep you out of the emergency room.
Yeah, and that's one thing I know that's been said all along here is we can go outside, we can go for walks, we can go for runs, take the dog for a walk, and that really should not be forgotten in all of this, right?
Right, correct. I know, I think my dog's kind of sick of me walking him three times a day, but it's good to get out there.
It is. Now, you're doing something with active physical therapy going online that you can help some people with. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so soon we will be starting to do some Facebook videos and some Facebook Live videos just on some general topics, and that way people can actually go on Facebook and ask their questions if they do have any. Synergy also has an online program where they're doing some virtual training classes, and that's something that the public can access as well through Facebook.
One of the things I know also is with your Ishpeming and your Fair Avenue clinics, there's also some other options there as well.
So in our Marquette clinic on Fair Avenue and our Ishpeming clinic, we are still open for acute and post-op patients. So those would be, you know, if you had like a knee replacement surgery or a shoulder replacement surgery. And we just want to make sure that those people have those successful outcomes. And as far as acute injuries, you know, we're just still trying to keep people out of the emergency room, you know. So we're staying open for those reasons there.
We're talking with Brooke Chapman this morning for our active physical therapy update. She's a physical therapist assistant with Active. Brooke, tell me, you know, how can we stay active at home? I mean, what kind of things can we use? Most of us probably don't have gym equipment or things like that. What can we use to make sure that you can get a good workout with what you've got at home?
Yeah, that's a great question, Walt. So if you don't have any bands or weights, and there's tons of things that you can find at home. I've had people using, you know, milk jugs, a toolbox, a backpack with books in them. And even if you don't enjoy exercising or working out, you know, you can get outside. You can go rake those leaves. You can go shovel that snow. You can clean a bedroom. You know, there's tons of things that you can do to stay moving and stay active.
One of the things also is that the weather is getting somewhat nicer. Yes, there's some snow here and there or whatever, but people are probably starting to get the urge to get outside even more, and we can do that during the quarantine for the pandemic. And I'm sure it's just go for a walk or even go up and down some stairs or some things like that outside too.
Right, right. You know, even if you are working from home, I think the best thing for you is to, you know, try to get up at least every 30 minutes, walk around, stand, make sure that you're not sitting the whole day.
We're talking with Brooke Chapman. She is a physical therapist assistant at Active Physical Therapy for our active update on this Tuesday morning. As we wrap up with you, Brooke, just it seems like a simple question, but probably a lot of information. What is the importance of regular exercise?
For regular exercise, it supports that healthy immune system. You know, especially right now during this pandemic, it's important to stay safe and stay healthy. It boosts that mood. You know, a lot of us can be depressed in a time like this, so that exercise can really boost your mood. And like I said before, just keeping you as healthy as possible during this pandemic to keep you out of the hospital, keep you out of the emergency room, and keep you home and keep you safe.
Now, if people want to look into some of this stuff, I'm sure they can find you guys on Facebook and online as well, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So our website is stayactiveup.com. And we also have a Facebook site, and we also have an Instagram as well.
Well, we appreciate you giving us a couple of minutes of your time today to give everybody an update on the importance of staying active during this quarantine that we're under, and we hope to talk with you soon.
All right. Thanks, Walt.
All righty. It's Brooke Chapman with Active Physical Therapy. She's a physical therapist assistant. If you missed any of our interview, we'll have highlights at our website at sunny.fm. We'll be sure to link up all the active physical therapy information there as well. Part of the Active Physical Therapy update on this Tuesday morning on Mark and Walt in the Morning on Sunny 101.9.